Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. Where the mind goes, the body follows. There is this notion that has been around forever, that if you think positive, positive things happen. If you think negative, negative things happen. I agree with this, but only if those thoughts are followed by action, massive action. It is not about just thinking and wishing. It is all in the doing. Think and do nothing, and nothing happens. Think and take deliberate actions, and the world unfolds to our liking. The idea that it is a crime to have negative thoughts is completely false. As humans, I truly believe it is impossible to be absent of negative thoughts. After all, they are part of our survival. I know I have negative thoughts, and constantly. I just don't act on them or let them stop me from going after what I want. And that is where the difference lies between a person that has these negative thoughts and acts on them or lets them consume their life and a person that has them but is able to suppress them, to live on in spite of their presence. One lives unhappy and rarely gets what he wants, and the other lives happy and almost always gets what he wants. The same goes about this idea of positive thinking. So many people often get it confused, and maybe they do it because it is easy to get it confused as no real work is required. The idea of just think positive and the universe will take care of the rest is completely bullshit. I know a lot of optimists that don't have what they want, and they never will. Why? Because they simply don't take action. They wish positively, they think positive, they talk positive, but they fail to take positive actions. And without those actions, nothing will ever happen. And so, if you want something, take action. And of course, it is easier to get what you want if you go about it in positive terms. The climb will be much more enjoyable. But again, the most important part is to take action, to do something towards what your desires are, to focus your mind completely on what you want to get. When you do, your body will follow. Your actions will follow. And this is where positive thinking does come into play. Because if all you do is think crazy negative things and actually act on them, then your life will show it. Not just because you thought it, but because you acted on it. If you are always looking for the bad will find you. If you are always looking for the good will find you. Our mind truly does have a powerful way of bringing our thoughts into fruition when we are willing to act on them. This is where the magic happens, for the good and for the bad. Actionable people that always take action on their thoughts are the ones that always get what they think, negative or positive. Again, where the mind goes, the body follows. This is why it is critical to take action no matter what. This is why it is important to monitor your thoughts and change them to fit what you want. This is why it is important to train your mind to be able to operate in the presence of negative thoughts, negative emotions, self-doubt, and fear. The ability to act when these negative forces are in existence is a definition of courage, real courage. The ability to keep moving even when all these negatives are in play is what makes a person successful, happy. Negatives will always be around us, especially when we are aiming for something big. But our very own survival hinges on our ability to act in a consistent manner with what we want at all times, not just sometimes. You see, I know this is possible because this is how I have always operated. My it has always been so well defined that no matter what is happening in my life, I can continue to push forward. It does not matter if I am physically exhausted or emotionally drained. I can keep going. I will keep going. I have trained my mind to focus on the end result and to immediately think of the consequences of taking on any action, whether it is a good or bad action. They both have consequences. And so when I start getting these negative thoughts, feelings, or emotions, I shift my focus to what I want. I start picturing that what the end result will look like, and that alone allows me to keep going. I can honestly say that I have never felt overwhelmed or depressed in my life, ever. And even in moments where I have felt sadness, I have been able to overcome the sadness by first shifting my focus, and second, focusing only on what I can impact or change. The rest, I let it be, I let it go. The way I run my mind is by constantly dumping whatever is no longer useful for what I want short-term or long-term. Everything I have ever wanted and gotten has always started in my mind. It has always started by me visualizing how the desired outcome looks like, feels like, tastes like, and then I follow those thoughts with action, massive action. For me, it really is all about owning your thoughts, owning your actions, owning your process, owning your results, owning your life. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.